DCAA plays a very, very important role in the world of defense contracts. Their job is to review internal controls at defense contractors, to review the incurred costs that contractors have in performing government contracts, and also to review the business systems that government contractors employ in carrying out those contracts.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, in order to do that, they need to take a look at various systems that the contractors use: accounting systems, estimating systems, purchasing systems, earned value management systems, that sort of thing, in order to make a determination as to whether these systems are up to snuff.
So the way I understand it, you examined seven of these companies to see how they stacked up against generally accepted standards for internal audits, right? And what were those results?
That's exactly right. We wanted to take a look at the large contractors that have internal audit departments. And what we found basically was when we compared those audit departments and the standards that they used, they compared very favorably to the standards of maintained by the Institute of Internal Auditors, which is a independent organization that designs and maintains standards for internal audits.
So that brings us to DCAA. What is their ability like to take a look at those internal audits that, that companies do on themselves and then turn that information into something useful for their audit activity?
Well, first of all, we looked at the number of internal audits that these seven companies prepared, and the number was about 1,100 audits during the course of 2008 and 2009. We took a look at all of those audits and determined that 520 were relevant to the specific areas that I just outlined in terms of accounting systems and estimating systems, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But the DCAA had only requested about 115 audits, access to 115 audits during that time period.
And was that just a matter of them not having enough resources to go through all that audit data that the companies held, or did they not feel they needed it?
It was based on a number of factors. Number one is they don't keep track of the audits that they request, or that the audits that the companies are doing themselves. Partly that's the result of the all they get from the companies are the names of the audits, the titles of those audit reports. And very often those titles are too brief to really inform DCAA about what they might find in those audit reports. There's also some concerns about their legal access, DCAA's legal access to those internal audit reports.
And yeah, I guess there's some disagreement about legal precedent on this issue, right, as far as what the companies have to give up?
That's correct. There were a couple of court decisions in 1988, both involving the Newport News Shipping and Dry Dock Company. In one of those cases, the court held that DCAA's request, their subpoena for internal documents for the company, was too broad, and that DCAA needed to confine their subpoenas to cost records of the company. In the second case, the court allowed DCAA to get access to tax returns and financial statements of the companies in order to confirm information that they had been receiving from other sources. So there's some disagreement within or between DCAA and the companies about the scope of DCAA's audit access.
So to add clarity to that and to give DCAA access to what it feels it needs, what would need to change? Can DOD address this issue with just stronger contract language, or would legislation be necessary?
Well, we made three recommendations to try to assess improve this situation. The first was we think that DCAA needs to assign points of contact for all of the major companies in order to collect information on the extent to which they are requesting and receiving internal audits from the companies. Second, they need to periodically look at that information and assess whether they are being successful and whether improvements need to be made. And thirdly, they need to provide guidance and training to their workforce in terms of what they are allowed to request and what they cannot request.